few months ago, council passed almost $200,000, about $150,000 to $200,000, to do the study that National Sports Services did to basically conduct a feasibility study whether or not baseball would work in Wilmington. Also, there was some money for some outside legal counsel, an appraisal of property, some various things in this current year that they did as far as looking into baseball goes. So the $355,000 is an extension of that. They talked about it before that this was a possibility, and now it's coming to the table again. It's basically what they call contingency money. So if they do move forward with baseball, they can spend some of this money. If they don't move forward with baseball, then they won't be spending it. Part of the money would be for bond counsel if they decide to issue debt for bond counsel. Part of the money would be for outside legal services, for negotiations. There's a various list of what the money would be for, and it's not super specific, but it's basically different, you know, items that have to do with the process of putting together a baseball stadium and getting plans ready for a baseball stadium. And then the other part of that is putting a petition on the ballot in November. If you remember, the opposition to taxpayer-funded stadium got enough signatures to be able to put a petition on the ballot to go to the voters to prohibit any taxpayer money being used for a baseball stadium. That's going to cost not as much as the city has budgeted for. It's only going to cost a few thousand dollars, but they've budgeted quite a bit of money for any additional costs that may spur from that.
So this morning at the City Council's agenda meeting, Mayor Bill Saffo brought up the possibility of using some of this money for a referendum to draft language on the ballot that would sort of counteract what this petition is set to do, which is not use city monies for a sports stadium in order to protect already existing facilities like Legion Stadium. And so, Shelby, you spoke with City Attorney Bill Wolak. Can you talk about what he told you in regards to this?
From what he said, they can't do anything to the petition itself. The petition, as it's worded, as people signed it, will be on the ballot as is. They can't change anything on that. What the city will look to do potentially if they move forward with baseball is do a bond referendum, which would be issuing debt. A general obligation bond has to automatically go to referendum in November. Legally, there's certain ways that has to be worded, so they'd be looking for advice on how to word that. As to the mayor's comments for protecting Legion Stadium, I'm not sure if he maybe didn't understand what they can and can't do, but they can't do anything to that specific petition.
Now, Shelby, you've been covering this issue for a long time, and it's probably too soon to speculate, but can you talk about what we might expect at the City Council's meeting tomorrow?
Sure. I can say I think you'll hear a lot of discussion from City Council, and we'll get to hear, you know, where some of the City Council members stand on where they go from here. What I don't think you'll see, a clear-cut vote on entering into any kind of specific contract or anything like that. I think you'll see a vote on the $350,000 and potentially, you know, some discussion on that and maybe some stipulations if they don't want to spend it right away or what they want to do with that money. So the discussion will definitely be interesting. I think you'll get an idea of where they want to go.
I know you're busy working on your own story for this, Shelby, so thank you so much for taking the time to do this. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for the